Crufts 2024, the doors are open, thousands of people are flooding in. I can't believe how busy it is already. But it's good to catch up with somebody who's got a different story to tell. Now, many people will have heard of Reiki and the impact it can have on the human being. But what about Reiki for animals? Rob Fellows, you are a Reiki master, and that is what you do, isn't it?
Indeed I do, Steve, and thank you for having me on your show this year. Reiki, lots of people think that Reiki, I mean, for those who don't know, Reiki is a gentle energy healing therapy that anybody has the ability to do. And a lot of people think that Reiki is just for humans, as you've just indicated. But the reality is, if you think about dogs, they're made up in a very similar way to us humans. They've got the same body components, the same organs, they function in the same way. And so Reiki energy can actually help dogs as well. Mm. Its primary benefits are that it can help to calm animals. It's a holistic therapy, so it can help with aches and pains and problems of that ilk too.
So just take me through the process, exactly how it works. Is it a laying on of hands? Is it a closeness? How does that work?
Yeah, basically it's a laying on of hands. Yeah, absolutely. So the person who can give Reiki, I call that person the Reiki giver, then taps into that Reiki energy and then transfers it. So it's not their energy they're giving away, it's the energy that's all around us. You know, the energy that we have in our bodies, and energy in the building, and energy in this hall now. So the Reiki giver transfers that energy to the recipient, and that recipient, of course, can be a human or, of course, a dog.
Where was the point, Rob, where you discovered that you had this talent, this ability?
Well, actually, I first got involved with Reiki back in 1999, and I had a lower back problem. And somebody had said to me, "Hey, Rob, have you heard of Reiki?" And at that time, I hadn't. But I then found myself lying on someone's massage bed, their therapy bed, and they were literally, as you just said, Steve, they were laying their hands on me. And I could feel that heat and that energy. And when I got off that bed, it made my pain had subsided, my mobility had improved. And at the time, I had a Springer Spaniel named Joe, who was arthritic in his paws. And I thought, if this Reiki's helped my back, maybe I can help my dog. Now, I'm not suggesting that Reiki will cure arthritis. In fact, nothing will cure arthritis. But I thought, if that can help with my mobility, maybe I can help my dog Joe. So that's back in 1999. And the key with Reiki is that you don't just realize you've got the skill. What actually happens is you need to be what's called attuned to Reiki, which is a little process that a Reiki master such as myself can carry out on that person, which then triggers their natural ability to perform Reiki.
So the process of the laying on of hands, I guess there is an argument, a counter-argument, because there always is with things like this, that if you enable people to feel better or think that they feel better, they create endorphins in the brain, and therefore there is a measurable outcome. And there therefore must be people who are not convinced about Reiki.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. There are people who are particularly sceptical about it, but they're usually people who've not experienced receiving some Reiki. And so my argument to that would be, well, why don't you try? Why don't you have some Reiki, either from me or from somebody else who's Reiki trained, and see if that can help you? So that's, you know, that's from a human point of view. But of course, all humans have got, you know, we have our own agenda, do we not? So some people might say, "Oh, that Reiki's helped me," when maybe they hadn't felt that it had, but they feel obliged to say something that's pleasing. But of course, animals are different. They've got a whole different set of agendas. You know, dogs particularly, their keen interest is, where's my next bit of food coming from? Can I go for a walk? I want to go to the toilet. And so they haven't got that same hidden agenda. And so what I find is that dogs will actually come to me to receive the Reiki. Now, they don't know it's Reiki. I can't say, "Hey, that's some Reiki you're going to have there, dog." No, they don't know that. But they can sense there's something potentially going to help them. And so I find that dogs will come to me, and there's so many people I've trained in how to use Reiki for themselves, whether they be dog owners or they might work in canine massage, or I've got a whole host of dog groomers who've incorporated Reiki into their grooming salons to help calm the more anxious dogs that they groom. And so they tell me the same, that the dogs react to it and they are calmer, they are more at peace. It can, if you're a dog owner, a dog lover, you can enhance the bond between you and your dog, because that dog will come to you for Reiki. I had another Springer, Steve, named Monty, and he also had arthritis, but this time it was in the base of his spine. And when I was sat at my desk, he would come to me probably, I don't know, half a dozen times a day and just point his backside towards me so I could place my hands on him, and then he'd trot off again. Now, how does that work then, you know?
Are there elements of it that you can't explain?
Absolutely. And I try not to. I'm not a scientist. I'm not from a science background. Some people who are from that background might go, hey, where's the science in all this? But thankfully, as time goes by, there are more kind of clinical trials being carried out on Reiki, where they take this core of people and they give them Reiki and measure their improvements. So that's good news. That helps the Reiki industry.
Is the practice regulated?
No. Okay. No.
And is that an issue for you as a Reiki master?
I think it would be better if it was regulated, but then who's going to regulate it? You know, there are a number of Reiki associations out there, but even so, they're still not regulated. And so I think that anybody who goes to a Reiki, who wants to learn Reiki, needs to just check out that they're happy with that person who's doing their training for them, whether they're professional or not, whether they can prove they've got the experience and so on. I think that's important, because I think, like in anything that's not regulated, there could be anybody out there. You know, so for example, I could tell you I'm a Reiki master, but I need to prove that to you, you know, which I can do, of course.
And the proof of the pudding, as the cliche goes, is in the eating, isn't it? As you've said, you know, if you're a non-believer, try it. If it works for you, then fine.
Yeah. I think a real classic for me is when, say, a lady has come on my training, and she may have a male partner at home, and that male partner has sort of said, off you go, dear, and do this training, and pat you on the head and be sort of patronising towards them because they think it's baloney and nonsense. But then I get feedback from that lady saying, oh, guess what? When I got home, my husband said, oh, I've got a headache. Will you put your hands on my head, please, and help me with my headache? Or they might say, I've had a stressful day at work today. Will you give me some of that Reiki magic, please? And that really amuses me, because then it's like, yes. You know? Yes.
I guess, Rob, it's probably fair to say you will divide opinion. It's like all of these things will divide opinion. You will have the believers, if that's a good way of putting it, and those who perhaps, you know, need a little bit more evidence. But as we've said, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Where can people find more information?
Well, they can track me down on my website, which is robfellowsreiki.com. What I offer on there is that I train people to deliver Reiki. I have a whole series of home learning study courses, particularly as we're at Crufts. I've got one which is called Reiki Level 1, which actually is a qualification, so people will get a qualification from me. I also like to say that I give them the gift of healing, and they get that once I've carried out this attunement on them, which I can do remotely. They haven't got to be face-to-face with me, so they could be at their home, I could be at mine, and I can still attune them to do Reiki. And the feedback I get is great. They can actually feel the attunement taking place. It's kind of wacky, but it's amazingly wacky. You know, it's good. It's good wacky, not bad wacky.
That's a great phrase. Good wacky, not bad wacky.
Yeah, good wacky, not bad wacky. I'm going to use that again, Steve, actually. I quite like that. That's just come to me. So my Reiki training, they're all a Reiki Level 1 qualification. So that enables people to give Reiki to humans. Then I've got bolt-on, depending on their interests. So then I've got one which is including Reiki for dogs, including Reiki for dog groomers. That's a separate course. Or I've got Reiki for cats, Reiki for horses. I know we're at Crufts, but nonetheless, there may be listeners who've got cats or who've got horses. I've got one aimed at the veterinary profession, so that's for veterinary professionals. And I've also got training for people who've already had Reiki training, perhaps not with me, but was only on humans. And so a lot of people I find contact me and say, we need to be able to... We weren't taught how to work with animals. We want to bridge that gap. So I've got this training that can help them morph from humans to working with a variety of animals too.
Fantastic. Rob, a pleasure to catch up with you. I know you've got a busy time here, but really good to hear about it. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. And if I just quickly mention, I do have a discount coupon code for people, which is linked to this Crufts event. The code is Crufts24. And if they go to my website, robfellowsreiki.com, they can find the course that's of interest to them, put in the coupon code, and it'll knock 20% off the price.
Many thanks.
Thank you, Steve.